the meantime, given that no one of us get out of space and time alive, what kind of person are you going to be? It's worth crying a little bit on that question. Who are you really? What kind of nation are we really? Do we have the courage to look ourselves in the mirror, take off the mask, quit playing the role, get beyond the lies, and really confront who we are?
I can trace the roots of my citizenship back to my birthday. On the day that I was born, I was a Democrat because my father was a blue-collar worker who said that the Democrats were on the side of the little guys, and that's what I was, a little guy. This was back in the 20th century when I was a schoolboy, and social studies and civics were two of my favorite subjects, but my most favorite subject was geography. I enjoyed thinking about where I lived and the housing projects in Harlem in relation to people in other countries, to the mountains and the rivers and the great oceans. I could even draw the map of the United States from memory. And I believed that I had some special knowledge of how the state of Florida felt sitting up under Georgia, stretching out into the Gulf of Mexico, the Atlantic Ocean, and the Caribbean Sea. And I used to be on the lookout for the Mason-Dixon line whenever my family drove down south. I wanted to see exactly where the double-faced gray areas of the North turned into the murderous black and white Southern rule of law. I even put a character named Mason Dixon into one of my stories. His job was to meet you at the border and check your car for weapons. This was so long ago that there were only 48 states in the United States. And when we studied them, we followed the national debate about whether or not Alaska would become the 49th state. And I felt so proud when Hawaii became the 50th state, like we were growing, getting bigger and better. Then the question was, what would be the next state? Some people said Guam, some people said the Philippines, some people said Australia, and some people said Puerto Rico. But I knew a lot of Puerto Ricans who weren't too crazy about that idea. In fact, Flaco's uncle said to tell the teacher, que me mate primero, over my dead body. And the teacher said, see, that's exactly why we have to go into it with our eyes wide open, because there would be no turning back. The decision would create a permanent state. But nobody in those days dreamed that the next state would be war. Not until now.
Rejuvenate, renew. Turn back the years. You can be.
Excess hair from your body. Read the holy words and reflect on their meaning. Bless your luggage, your clothes, and all of your papers. Read the holy words and reflect on their meaning. Read the holy words and reflect on their meaning. If you fall into hardship, keep in mind how you will act and remain steadfast. Read the holy words and reflect on their meaning. Make an oath and renew your intentions. Read the holy words and reflect on their meaning. Pray during the night and be persistent. Read the holy words and reflect on their meaning. Be patient, for God is with the patient. Read the holy words and reflect on their meaning. Remember, if you fall into hardship, keep in mind how you will act and remain steadfast. And remember that you will face decisive situations that might prevent you from 100% obedience. So tame your soul, purify it, convince it, and make it understand. Read the holy words and reflect on their meaning. Pray during the night and be persistent. Read the holy words and reflect on their meaning. Be patient. Read the holy words and reflect on their meaning. You should feel complete tranquility. Read the holy words and reflect on their meaning. Completely forget something called this world. Read the holy words and reflect on their meaning. Bless your body with verses. Read the holy words and reflect on their meaning. Do not leave your apartment without prayer. Read the holy words and reflect on their meaning. Remember, anything that happens to you could never be avoided. And what did not happen to you could never have happened. Read the holy words and reflect on their meaning. Make sure you know all aspects of the plan and be mindful of these instructions for the last night. Read the holy words and reflect on their meaning. Read the holy words and reflect on their meaning. Out of nowhere. That's all I can say. A woman falls down through a window on the world. She falls down through a window on the world and splatters. two more coming down right behind her, holding hands, and I can't see where I'm running. I can't see where I'm running. Jet fuel, black smoking. I can't see where I'm running. I smell fried chicken strong, so I run that way. And I trip up over a left hand, cut off at the Rolex. Tissues and tendons like amputated telephone cables, and I can't see where I'm running. And I fall down a stairwell, and there's a woman at the bottom, and her back is against the wall. Her back is against the wall. And she has the umbilical cord in her hand, and the fetus is laying between her legs, and a clot of blood and what looks like snot. And her belly looks like she's still full, but she's as empty as the night sky without a light to hope by. And then I can't breathe. She smiles this twisted smile, like her mind's not made up about what's happening. And then horsepower screeching. I can hear horsepower screeching, roaring. I can't breathe it. She holds out the cord for me to take it like a rope, and a bone breaks on the other side of my body. And there's a piece of brain on the steps, and I know it's brains. I know it's brains because it's ticking like a watch. Another bone breaks. And all of a sudden, a flash flood of ashes covers the mother and child. And I can't breathe. I can't breathe. I can't see where I'm going. And I can't breathe. I can't breathe. I can't breathe. And my lungs are getting heavy. My eyes are rolling around in my head. And I'm about to say, I stretch forth my arms to thee. Here comes Shango. Come Shango. Black as night, walking in fire from head to toe. He got flames from wings on his back, and he's carrying a respirator mask, and he hands it to me. He can see that I can't breathe. I can't breathe. So I hitchhike on Shango, up to the doorway at the top of the stairs. And a bike messenger come speeding by with his head in a blaze. And then Shango trips and falls in a pool of water and oil and foam. And then a meteorite falls on his head, and it crushes him dead. He disappears into the asphalt, and all of a sudden, I'm rolling around. All of a sudden, I can't see. All of a sudden, I'm rolling around in a stream of gasoline and broken glass and water. I can't breathe. I can't see. And it's this way. No, it's that way. It's this way. No, it's that way. It's this way. No, it's that way. This way. No, it's that way. This way.
First thing that came to mind was the end, not of American innocence. America's never been innocent. Yeah. Never been innocent. No, what struck me was this is the end of American adolescence.
Donny Hathaway was explaining For All We Know on the radio, and all the trouble in the world came down to the essential energies swirling like tea leaves in the bottom of a cup. In the early days of the aftermath, I was in hiding from the lost army of protest, calling from the 20th century for something boisterous and skinny on the page. I began my heresy with the scratch and whisper of number two lead, spelling out the opening line from instinct to hand to eye, earth, water, fire, air.
We
later that morning, I gathered myself in a thin rush hour to Manhattan. The inbound train stalled in a tunnel, and we sat in abeyance. By consensus, it seemed no one spoke or complained. I drifted off into the commuter's dream. Washington Bridge crumbles into the Hudson River. The city buckles from the cloisters to the South Ferry and collapses eye to eye with its forgotten underlife. I follow horse trails through secret pathways, indigenous ghost caves, and African burial grounds. A wawango echoes down the streets. The untouchables and enchanters doo-wop and do-rag in a spot of starlight like they don't know they're dead, as if to say, see that star, see that light. This is what we always wanted to be. Rivers come crashing through the river walls, and the fish begin their tales, por el día de Oguendo, when the voice of God, which once said transcend and then said expand, is finally now saying, wow. In an American Creole, both mystical and clear, through history's anesthesia, I came to my feet at the Wall Street station and walked towards the door like a reluctant witness to the witness stand. Crater recalled a lonely planet, a pockmarked moon of ridges and man-sized valleys, earth movers, dump trucks, and cranes. A priest kneels in the powdered ash. The rescue stops for the Holy Ghost and the angel of death to cross paths. Someone calls for the jaws of life, earth, water, fire, air. The Ellington blue sky pours over the harbor. Burning isms curl black smoke into its soft watercolors. And I stood citizen to citizen with the crowd three rows deep. A man flipped through the daily news matching pictures to the scene. A couple in a doorway argued hip-hop versus R&B in times like these. They look up from their ideologies to agree Mercury must be retrograde. And a woman to my right worried a flag the size of a handkerchief, the kind you get at the fairground. And little Emmett Till came to me, a face that long ago cured my schoolboy faith in that lyric, so that I could no longer sing with the voice of praise as if it was my own, oh beautiful, for spacious God. The Avenue of the Americas, past the photocopy gallery of the missing and the dead, mounted on buildings and store windows and lobbies, and posted on police barricades along the streets. And I searched for familiar faces, and I found a few, but the names were wrong, yet I knew them all by their fictions. The light-hearted Capricorn from Seven Hills playing with her cat on a Crate and Barrel sofa. The Hindu newlyweds who immigrated from India to be in the Empire State. And Nestor, the brother of Milagros, menacing the lens ringside at the gym. And a Miss Trinidad lookalike caught in a calypso on Eastern Parkway. And a pensive man in one of his moods, red, black, and blue at the root. I could see my own anonymous face in that show, pasted above a word or two about my love of swimming in the ocean and my weakness for sentimental balance, where what's missing and gone is half the song. I drowned in a flood of burning jet fuel. Down was looking like up when I jumped with my brains on fire. I ran from the falling tower and wandered for days. I followed horse trails through secret pathways. A priest kneels in the powdered ash. The rescue stops for the Holy Ghost and the angel of death to cross paths. Someone calls for the jaws of life, earth, water, fire.
Sharad Joshi.
My name is Kiku, and I was born in Los Angeles, California.
I was born in San Antonio, Texas.
Executive order in World War II broke out.
Which was glued to the television, you know.
Ordering all of the Japanese Americans.
You know, I'm just thinking about what reactions, you know, like what, you know, the Japanese internment camps came to my mind, McCarthy hearings.
I was interned, so I moved away from California.
I guess I really don't have any, right? You know what I mean?
Telling us where to go on a certain day. They moved us out by areas.
The people can come and take you and put you in this place, and you have no choice in the matter at all.
We all lived in tar paper-covered barracks.
I tried to order a tuna sandwich, and this was out one day after the event.
Pine boards and...
Just like, you know, heightened airport security. As long as you're a person of color, you're pretty much going over to the side.
We were a family of five.
So I got pulled over for failure to signal.
My mother, father, brother, sister, and I.
It's like, I'm afraid we're gonna have to ask you to come to the station with me.
There was just room for the five army cots to be set up side by side.
On a particular day when terrorism alert was code red.
Barbed wire, armed guards.
All these things are steeped in such irony, because, you know, going from the institution of higher learning to institution of higher learning on the metro system.
You could not leave.
And I was just sitting in a crowded subway in the corner.
Fearful.
Me, these are three guys that are like coming towards me now, like.
Very fearful.
And then they started yelling, this dude's gonna blow up the train.
This isn't happening again.
So that, when I see that, that's when I get scared, like.
We're living in the age of Aquarius, and everybody's business will be in the streets soon. Still don't believe they ever really walked on the moon. They're hiding UFOs. They're Las Vegas, Nevada, next to the bones of Jimmy Hoffa. And if Lee Harvey Oswald acted on his own, that's something we will never know. Business will be in the streets soon. There once was a time when I could tell if it was foreign or domestic by the smell. But these are the days when you can't tell right from wrong. So foreign is domestic from now on. You can pledge your allegiance from the mountaintop to is good enough for me. Somewhere in America tonight, they say there's only one God, but everyone prays to a different one. This one prays to the Son of the One. This one prays to the other one. And this one prays to no one. No
somewhere in America tonight, the outsiders want to get in. With the do-re-mi, fa-sol-la-ti-do, the A-E-I-O-U, all wrong and out of place. Speaking English is a second thought, thinking who knows what instead of the way things used to be. Somewhere in America tonight, Americans are loving everything about the past as long as you don't call it history. When that bullet drilled the 20th century into Jack's bloody head, dropped dead into the lap of Camelot, Jackie all shell shocked, and that was that. Need I say more? A walk in space on one hand, Oklahoma City on the other. Maybe God set them churches on fire. Maybe God set them churches on fire. You don't know. Maybe God set them churches on fire. Maybe God set them churches on fire. You don't know. Maybe God set them churches on fire. Maybe God set them churches on fire. You don't know. It all goes back to Dallas. It all goes back to the magic book. It all goes back to Dallas. It all goes back to the magic book. It all goes back to Dallas. All goes back to the magic book.
Somewhere in America tonight,
yes.
They say
right now, one God, right now tonight.
But everyone prays to a different one.
Everybody got a different one.
This one prays to the Son of the One.
The Son of the One.
Yeah. This one prays to the other one.
Got the
one.
Other one.
And this one prays.
Oh no.
To nobody.
I'm ready.
Nobody.
Nobody. Yeah! Somewhere in America tonight. Right now tonight.
Somewhere.
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 Right now tonight. Somewhere.
In America.
Tonight.
In America.
Yeah, that's all right.
Somewhere in America.
Somewhere in America tonight.
Tonight.
That's all right. Yeah. Right now tonight.
Tonight.
All right with me. That's really all right. That's all right with me.
For the first time, all Americans will feel unsafe, unprotected, subject to random violence, and hated as a people. That's precisely what it's been like to be designated a nigger in America from 1619 to 1965. So the challenge became that the whole nation has become niggerized.
I grew up a Muslim. My father was an Egyptian immigrant, undocumented. He came here at 10 years old. So I think of myself as being part Egyptian. My parents came here on my mother's side from Lebanon. My great-grandfather came here in 1860 and homesteaded in South Dakota. And I think of myself as Lebanese in another way. I've had the chance to go back to those countries and visit, and I am Egyptian and I am Lebanese, but I'm not Egyptian or Lebanese.
You know, the strongest part of my identity is being Palestinian. Culturally, historically, politically, that's what I feel. But also I spend like half of my life in this country by choice. So I feel also I'm an American, but I'm not pure American and I'm not pure Arab and I'm not pure Palestinian.
But citizenship is an interesting thing. It means a lot of different things to a lot of different people.
You know, it means different things at different times, you know.
I think that you can be a citizen of a state and a member of the world and a member of humanity.
I don't feel welcomed in a way. I feel like on the defense all the time. Mm-hmm. I commit no crime, but I feel like I have to justify who I am. And as a woman, as a Muslim, as an Arab, as a Palestinian, like, it's like it's the worst things on earth all of a sudden attached to me.
I've traveled the world since I was 18. For instance, the first place I went was Nigeria. I got on a boat, I was working on an overseas freighter. All of a sudden I was in Nigeria, in Lagos, and I got off the boat and I was in another country, you know, and I looked around and I saw U.S. Steel, you know, the ghetto, and then kind of the privileged class, and then the foreigners. And I saw that every place I went in the world. And so I got a sense that our side might not always be the right side. And I said, so there's no standing outside of it. You have to take a side.
And the other thing is that what I find really fascinating, if, say, European American or white person, for lack of better description, criticize the government, then this is an affirmation of democracy in this country. If I criticize the government, then I'm not loyal American, I'm not a faithful citizen. If I don't like it, I should leave. It's never seen like I am a person who wants this place to be a better for everybody. It's never seen in that light. I mean, these are not solutions to a problem. These are like the problem is in you and the other world, and we're perfect, and if you don't like it, you can leave.
Time's up.
A nigga with multiple affiliations. A nigga that's tied to everything and tied to nothing at the same time. A nigga without a flag. A nigga with the right attitude. A jellyback nigga without a spine. A nigga with a disagreement. Curry nigga next to a chutney nigga, next to a mango nigga, next to the nigga next door. A nigga with a funny way of thinking. My nigga, yo nigga, this nigga, that nigga, the first nigga to be 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 the last one to know. The nigga with that nigga feeling, nigga please. A pyramid type nigga with a back to Africa tattoo on her arm. Old school nigga with a razor. A nigga with a grocery store, a laundry, and a check cashing place. A nigga in short supply. A nigga in nigga recovery. A nigga with jokes. A smart nigga with a pass. A biracial nigga with a Jones for bean pies. A nigga with a swatch sticker painted on her car door. My nigga, yo nigga, my nigga, yo nigga, my nigga, yo nigga, my nigga, yo, my nigga, yo nigga, this nigga, that nigga. First nigga be the first nigga, be the first nigga, be the first nigga, be the first nigga, be the last one to know. The nigga with that nigga feeling. Nigga, please. That nigga sitting with them other niggas. A nigga with 1 foot in a refugee camp and 1 foot on Wall Street. A hippity-hoppity nigga, speaking French and drinking Zinfandel. Postmodern nigga, dropping quotes without the quotation marks. That nigga sitting on your car when you come out the restaurant looking at you like you a punk, like what? Nigga with a song, singing sin, no sign of redemption nowhere, just the truth, pants down in a cold wind. Goddess nigga, punched and dragged on top of a pool table, raped. Hundreds of young niggas running out to school. Two more niggas inside shooting niggas like they was niggas. Country nigga, Midwest nigga, soy Dominicano nigga, Polish nigga, Jewish nigga, Christian nigga, Hollywood nigga, a uniform nigga, a nigga in a fundamental sense. A sea to shine and see, nigga.
Now's the time to say goodbye.
Niggas.
To friends and family. M-I-C. See you soon. K-E-Y. Why? Because we like you.
Mousy nigga.
M-O-U-S-E.
Quacky nigga.
Mickey Mouse.
Nigga, 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 nigga.
Mickey Mouse. Forever let us hold our banner high. High. High.
The first nigga to be the first nigga to be first, be the 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 first, first nigga to be the first nigga to be first nigga, first nigga, first nigga to be first, first nigga to be the first, first nigga to be the first, first be the first, be the first, who the first, you the first, who the first, be the first, first nigga to be the first nigga to be the last one to know, the nigga with that nigga, with that nigga, with that nigga, feel it, nigga, please.
And in many ways, America is. Civilization understands itself always in the sunshine, what Henry James called a hotel civilization. He said, there's something about this civilization, just like a hotel, the lights are always on, things are always clean, manicured, deodorized, sanitized. Disney World sensibility, Peter Pan mentality. Peter Pan never grows up, always innocent. James Baldwin says, innocence itself is a crime before you've done anything. That's how you view yourself. Pure, pristine, untainted, with no spot or wrinkle. You may grow big, you may grow powerful, and you may grow old, but you still have not yet grown up. Anybody who's optimistic about America in 1840 with slavery, subjugating 22% of your folk, you're blind. Anybody optimistic America in 1863, you're blind. It's part of the greatness of Abraham Lincoln. He was not an optimist. He was a prisoner of hope. That's something different. It allowed him to grow. White supremacist sensibilities early on, sat down with Frederick Douglass and said, you know, I think black folk really ought to go to Costa Rica because I got some cousins. Don't think too highly of y'all. And he's not gonna change. She isn't either. Frederick Douglass went home, wrote in his journal. He said, Abe Lincoln is an honest man. And I've never met a white man who felt so comfortable among Negroes. But Abe Lincoln was a great statesman. Abe Lincoln changed his mind. That's what got him killed.
planet turns, the interstate turns, the mind turns to the immortal blue of timelessness as I drive in a night globe in the hands of some invisible giant who turns over the quiet hours and miles by the hundreds before you know it. America comes across the airwaves and empties its soul like a compulsive talker in the passenger seat, explaining what it means to be a way of life. Beyond the road, the cities and towns toss in their sleep, and the parables of a fallen paradise spin in the golden, olden machinery of dreams. As Billy Joe McAllister jumps off the Tallahatchie Bridge, something's going wrong. Coming up on the Blue Ridge Mountains, somebody's on the phone, 3 o'clock in the morning. Going from Tennessee through Kentucky, Pennsylvania's somber symphony sigh like a moon tide swelling in the heart of the ocean. The shadow music of steel mills and coal mines and railroad tracks like an orchestra of cellos on the verge of tears and speech. If you keep it right there, says the host of the Midnight Hour, there's something for you to think about. They don't get hurricanes in the plains, but they do get twisters and tornadoes. Every place gets a certain kind of weather, just like you and the weather of your life. And the question tonight is, what does the pursuit of happiness mean to you?
Freedom out on the open road where I don't have to go.
go anywhere special. I just have the right to go. The horizon calls to the road up ahead. The road calls back to me. As geography goes, so history goes, so goes my destiny. If you ask me what a citizen thinks about citizenship, give me the quiet hours on the interstate.